California Solar Consumer Protection Guide. Published January 2021. Section 1, Introduction to the Guide. This guide provides important information to homeowners thinking of going solar. Putting solar on your home is an important financial decision. Don't sign a contract until you read or listen to the solar guide. This guide is from the California Public Utilities Commission, CPUC, a government agency that regulates privately owned utilities like Pacific Gas and Electric Company, PG&E, Southern California Edison Company, SCE, and San Diego Gas and Electric Company, SDG&E. PG&E, SCE, and SDG&E customers must initial and sign this guide to connect a residential solar system to the electric grid. The CPUC requires these companies to collect your signed copy of this guide to ensure you know your rights and have information for your decision. This requirement does not apply to solar thermal systems or solar systems in new home construction or multifamily buildings. Accessibility. This guide is available at this government website, www.cpuc.ca.gov/solarguide. Audio recording available at 855-955-1535. Spanish, Chinese, Korean, Vietnamese, and Tagalog versions available at 866-849-8390. What's inside? Section 1, Introduction to the Guide, page 1. Section 2, Watch out for false claims, page 2. Section 3, Know your rights, page 3. Section 4, Ask solar providers these initial questions, page 4. Step 1, Ask is solar a good fit for me, page 5. Step 2, Understand rules and the solar process, page 7. Step 3, Find a qualified solar provider, page 9. Step 4, Compare your financing options, page 12. Step 5, Learn about electricity bill savings, page 16. Step 6, Carefully read all paperwork, page 20. Step 7, Review additional resources, page 21. Step 8, Before you sign checklist, page 22. Step 9, Sign this guide, page 23. You should understand and initial the four intro sections and sign in step 9 before you sign a solar system contract. Initial here if you understand this page. Blank. 1 of 4. Section 2, Watch out for false claims. Most solar providers are honest and fair. However, there are still some false claims you need to watch out for. Do not do business with a salesperson who makes one of these false claims. False claim, you can get free solar energy at no cost to you. The truth, solar energy is rarely free. An honest company will be upfront about all the costs you will pay over time. There is one exception, a few government-funded solar programs offer free or low-cost solar to low-income households. Reference Step 1 to see what government-approved organizations run these programs. False claim, you will never pay an electricity bill ever again after a solar system is installed. The truth, after going solar, you will typically pay a small electricity bill every month and a larger electricity bill at the end of the 12-month cycle. Reference Step 5 for an example. Customers who take out a solar loan or sign a lease or power purchase agreement will also receive a monthly bill from a loan company or solar provider. If you use Property Assessed Clean Energy, PACE, or PACE, financing, you will also make a payment once or twice a year with your property taxes or monthly with your mortgage payment. False claim, time is running out and you must quickly sign an electronic tablet to get solar. The truth, an honest salesperson would never rush you to sign anything without giving you time to review what you are signing. California law requires that a salesperson show you the contract terms before you sign. Please note, if you think you have been a victim of solar fraud, you may file a complaint against a contractor or home improvement salesperson to the Contractors State License Board, CSLB, at 800-321-CSLB, or 800-321-2752. Or www.cslb.ca.gov/consumers. To file a complaint against a financing company, visit www.dfpi.ca.gov/file-a-complaint. Initial here if you understand this page. Blank. 2 of 4. Section 3, Know Your Rights. You have the right to listen to or read the entire 24-page solar guide before signing a contract. The CPUC recommends that solar providers give out this guide during their first contact with potential customers. Do not feel pressured to read this guide while the salesperson waits. Ask them to come back at a later date to allow you time to read it. If you are a PG&E, SCE, or SDG&E customer, a solar provider must give you time to read this guide before you sign a contract for solar. If they do not allow you to read this guide, they cannot connect your solar system to the electric grid, and you should report them to the contractor's state license board, CSLB, at 800-321-CSLB, or 800-321-2751, or www.cslb.ca.gov/consumers. You have the right to a copy of a solar contract and financing agreement in the language in which the salesperson spoke to you. If a solar provider or salesperson comes to sell you solar panels and speaks to you in a language other than English, they must give you a copy of the contract in that language. Also, if you prefer to read this guide in Spanish, Chinese, Korean, Vietnamese, or Tagalog, the solar provider or salesperson must give you this guide in that language. You have the right to a solar disclosure document from your solar provider. By law, a solar provider must provide you with a completed solar energy system disclosure document created by the CSLB. This one-page document shows you the total costs for the solar energy system. A blank version of this document is available at www.cslb.ca.gov/consumers/solar_smart. You have the right to a 3-day cancellation period after signing a contract. You have at least 3 business days to cancel your contract for any reason. If you are 65 years of age or older, you have 5 days. You may cancel the contract by emailing, mailing, faxing, or delivering a notice to your solar provider by midnight of the 3rd business day after you received a signed, dated copy of the contract. Note that different rules may apply for contracts negotiated at a company's place of business. If your solar provider refuses to cancel the contract, report them to the CSLB at 800-321-CSLB, or 800-321-2751, or www.cslb.ca.gov/consumers. Initial here if you understand this page. Blank. 3 of 4. Section 4, ask solar providers these initial questions before you sign a contract. What is your contractor's state license board, CSLB, license or registration number? Ask for the solar provider's CSLB license number. If you were contacted by a telephone or door-to-door salesperson, ask for their individual home improvement salesperson, HIS, registration number 2. Then check the license and, if applicable, HIS registration numbers to make sure they are valid and associated with the solar provider by going to www.cslb.ca.gov/consumers, or calling 800-321-CSLB, or 800-321-2752. CSLB license number is blank. If applicable, HIS registration number is blank. The CSLB license must be active and in classification C46, solar contractor, C10, electrical contractor, or B, general building contractor, in order to be valid. If your solar provider does not have a valid contractor license, do not sign a contract with them and report them to the CSLB. What is the total cost of the solar energy system? If you are considering a solar loan, lease, or power purchase agreement, also ask. Is there a down payment? How much will I pay per month? When will these payments increase and by how much? If you are considering PACE financing, also ask. How much will I pay once or twice a year with my property taxes or monthly with my mortgage? How many years will I pay this amount? If I sell my home, what are my options and what do I need to do? Ask your solar provider, lender, or PACE program administrator to show you where in the contract it describes what happens when you sell your home. Okay, I read or listened to these 4 pages. Now what? For other important questions to ask a solar provider before you sign a contract, go to Step 3 of this guide. If you already understand the information listed in the table of contents and are getting ready to sign a contract, you can skip to the Before You Sign checklist, Step 8 of this guide. For a step-by-step guide for how to go solar, proceed to step 1. This is recommended, even if you've already started the solar process. Tip: make sure to get bids from at least 3 different solar providers. Reference step 3 for more details. Initial here if you understand this page. Blank. 4 of 4. Step 1, is solar a good fit for me? Solar photovoltaic panels can capture sunlight on your roof or property and convert it into electricity. This electricity powers the needs of your home, such as lights, electric vehicles, and appliances. Before you consider getting solar at your home, ask yourself. A. Have I made my home energy efficient first? Reducing your energy use can reduce the size of the solar system you need, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Visit www.energyupgradeca.org/home-energy-efficiency, and or contact your electricity provider for energy efficiency tips and advice on how to get a home energy assessment. You may also want to ask your electricity provider about residential demand response programs. B. Do I qualify for low-income solar programs? If you think you might qualify for a low-income solar program, be sure to finish listening to Step 1. There are residential solar and community solar programs available for qualifying low-income PG&E, SCE, and SDG&E customers that could save you money with no financial contribution. C. Is my roof suitable for rooftop solar? Does my roof receive a good amount of sunlight or is it mostly shaded? What direction does the roof face? Roofs that are mostly shaded or face due north are not good candidates for solar. If you plan to replace your roof soon, you should replace it before installing a rooftop solar system. If your roof is heavily shaded or isn't in great condition, or if you are a renter, community solar programs could be a good fit for you. With community solar, you receive 50 to 100% of your electricity from solar projects located across California. Community solar programs vary and may increase your electricity bill or provide an electricity bill savings. Contact your electricity provider for more information. Low-income solar programs available to PG&E, SCE, and SDG&E customers. If you currently receive or qualify for a discounted electricity bill through the California Alternate Rates for Energy, CARE, or CARE, or Family Electric Rate Assistance, FERA, or FERA, program, you may qualify for assistance installing solar at low or no cost using one of the following programs. You may also qualify for one of these programs if you live in a disadvantaged community, DAC. A DAC is a neighborhood vulnerable to multiple sources of pollution. To find out if you live in a qualified DAC, check out the map, www.cpuc.ca.gov/solar-in-DACS. If you are not a PG&E, SCE, or SDG&E customer, call your electricity provider or check their website to see if any low-income solar options are available to you. SASH Program and DAC SASH Program. The Single Family Affordable Solar Homes, SASH, or SASH, program provides discounted rooftop solar for income-qualified single families. If you qualify, your family can get assistance installing solar at low cost. The DAC SASH program is designed for CARE or FERA eligible single-family homeowners who live in a DAC. If you qualify, your family can get assistance installing solar. Grid Alternatives administers the SASH and DAC SASH programs. See if you qualify by visiting www.gridalternatives.org/qualify, or by calling Grid Alternatives at 866-921-4696. DAC Green Tariff Program. The DAC Green Tariff Program is designed for eligible households that live in a DAC. Participants can have 100% of their electricity offset by solar generation and receive a 20% discount on their electricity bills. In this program, you do not have to install solar on your roof. The solar is installed elsewhere and the bill credits are assigned to you. See www.cpuc.ca.gov/solar-in-DACS for more information on eligibility and how to sign up. Community Solar Green Tariff Program. The Community Solar Green Tariff Program allows households in a DAC to subscribe to a solar farm within 5 miles of their neighborhood and receive a 20% discount on their electricity bills. See www.cpuc.ca.gov/solar-in-DACS for more information on eligibility and how to sign up. Tip: PACE financing is not a quote, free government program, unquote. If someone describes it this way to you, please learn about false claims in Section 2 of this guide. You can learn about PACE financing in Step 4. Step 2. Understand roles in solar process. First, roles. Solar providers. Solar providers are the companies that sell you solar and send installers to your home. Sometimes they provide financing. They must be licensed. Listen to Section 4 to learn about checking a contractor license. Salespeople. Salespeople work for solar providers and may call you or knock on your door. They must be registered, with some limited exceptions. Ask for their home improvement salesperson, HIS, registration and check it at 800-321-CSLB, or 800-321-2752, or www.cslb.ca.gov/consumers. Installers. Installers are sent by solar providers to your home to check roof, ground, and electric conditions and to install the solar system. They must be licensed like a solar provider. Listen to Section 4 to learn about checking a contractor license. Manufacturers. Manufacturers are the companies that make solar equipment. They provide most solar warranties for purchased systems. Electricity providers. Electricity providers interconnect your solar system to the electric grid and send you electricity bills that may include solar bill credits. Lenders. Lenders provide you with financing if you have a solar loan. PACE program administrators. Except for a few governmental PACE programs, PACE financing programs are managed by PACE program administrators, which must be licensed. Check their license at www.dfpi.ca.gov/PACE-program-administrators. PACE solicitors and PACE solicitor agents. PACE solicitors are organizations, such as contractor companies, and PACE solicitor agents are individuals, such as home improvement salespersons. They are authorized by PACE program administrators to solicit property owners to enter into PACE financing agreements. Check their enrollment with a PACE program administrator at www.dfpi.ca.gov/PACE-program-administrators. City or county inspectors. City or county inspectors come to your home to make sure the system is up to code to ensure your health and safety. Overview of a typical rooftop solar process. Before you sign a contract, you decide if rooftop solar is a good fit for you. Reference Step 1 to learn more. You get a home energy assessment to make your home more energy efficient. Reference Step 1 to learn more. You look at low-income solar programs to see if you qualify. Reference Step 1 to learn more. You research solar providers and compare at least 3 bids. Reference Step 3 to learn more. Solar provider provides you with contract and solar energy system disclosure document. Reference Step 3 to learn more. You qualify for financing if needed. Reference Step 4 to learn more. Lender/PACE program administrator writes up financing agreement, if needed. You review solar contract, solar energy system disclosure document, and any financing agreement. Reference Step 6 to learn more. You go through the checklist in Step 8 of this Solar Consumer Protection Guide. You sign this guide, the solar contract, and the financing agreement. After you sign a contract, installer performs a home site visit to confirm assumptions and check roof, ground, and electric conditions. Solar provider finalizes system design and applies for building permit with city or county agency. Installer installs the solar system, only after receiving city/county permit. City/county inspector inspects system for building permit compliance when applicable. Solar provider submits application to electricity provider to interconnect solar system to grid. Solar provider submits city/county inspection approval to electricity provider. You turn on system only after receiving written approval from electricity provider. Electricity provider sends you your first electricity bill with solar/net energy metering credits. Reference Step 5 to learn more. Lender/solar provider sends you first bill for solar system or solar energy. If you use PACE financing, you will not receive a bill from a lender or solar provider, the last step mentioned previously. Instead, your payments will be due once or twice a year with your property taxes or monthly with your mortgage payment. Please note, it typically takes 1 to 3 months after you sign a contract for the solar system to be installed at your home. Please also note, after the solar system is installed, it typically takes 2 to 3 weeks to receive approval from your electricity provider to turn your system on. It could take longer depending on your circumstances. Step 3, find a qualified solar provider. Tip, for low-income solar programs, go to Step 1. Find solar providers that serve your neighborhood. Go to www.cslb.ca.gov, a government website, and click on the Find My Licensed Contractor search. Enter your city and one of the following license classifications, C46, solar contractor, C. 10. Electrical contractor, or B. General building contractor. Go to www.californiadgstats.ca.gov, a government-funded website, to enter your zip code and see a list of solar providers and recent installation costs. Note that these costs are not verified by the government. Check to see if your county has a county contractors association with licensed solar providers. Ask friends and neighbors who had solar installed at least a year ago if they recommend a solar provider and why. Narrow down the list to qualified solar providers. First, make sure solar providers you consider have a valid license from the Contractors State License Board, CSLB. It is illegal for solar providers and their installers to conduct business without a license. Go to the CSLB website at www.cslb.ca.gov/consumers, or call 800-321-CSLB, or 800-321-2752, to see if the solar provider and installer licenses are active and valid. The licenses must be in the classification C46, Solar Contractor, C10, Electrical Contractor, or B, General Building Contractor. Find out how long the company has been in business and how many installations they have done. Check out trusted customer review websites online. Since some websites may not be neutral, check a few different websites to make sure reviews are consistent. It's a good sign if companies employ installers certified by the North American Board of Certified Energy Practitioners, NABCEP, a high standard in the industry. Get bids from at least three qualified solar providers, compare bids, and ask questions. After you narrow down the list of solar providers, ask for a bid or price quote. Look up how to compare solar quotes online, and compare the bids you have obtained. Note that the cheapest bid is not necessarily the best option for you. A very low bid may indicate that a solar provider is trying to cut corners. The CPUC recommends that solar providers give out this guide during their first contact with potential customers. Don't hesitate to ask solar providers a lot of questions up front. A qualified company will be happy to answer all of them. A sample list of questions is coming up next. Questions to ask a solar provider before you sign a contract. Company background. What is your company's contractor license number from the Contractors State License Board? What is your installer's contractor license number? Is the salesperson an employee of your company? Will you subcontract with another company to install the solar system? If so, what is their CSLB contractor license number? How long have you been in business and how many systems have you installed? Can you provide me with three customer references to call or visit? These customers should have solar installed for at least a year. Design and roof. Is my roof a good candidate for solar? Why? Does my roof need to be replaced before installing solar panels? If yes, how much will that cost? Who will do it? What is their license number? And is there a roof warranty? Why did you choose this specific design and size for the solar system you are recommending to me? Note that a system size to cover all of your electricity needs isn't necessarily the best investment. Typically, a system is sized to around 80 to 85% of your electricity use from the previous year. What steps will you take to ensure my roof won't leak? Roughly how much will it cost to remove and reinstall the panels if I need to replace my roof in the future, including inspection fees? Warranties and performance of solar system. Are there warranties for the panels and inverters? If yes, how long do they last and whom do I contact to replace these components? If equipment such as the inverter fails after the warranty period, how much will it cost to replace? Are there warranties for labor/construction? Are repairs and maintenance included in the contract? If yes, whom should I contact for repairs? Will I be able to monitor the performance of the system once it's installed? If so, how? Does the solar provider offer a minimum energy guarantee? Note that these are common with leases and power purchase agreements. If yes, how will I be compensated if the system does not produce as much energy as promised in the contract? Is there an insurance policy that comes with the solar system, or do I need to take out additional homeowner's insurance? Note that this is especially important if you live in fire-prone areas. What are my obligations in the contract if my solar system stops working due to a disaster like an earthquake or a fire? Who has the right to claim the environmental benefits of the power generated by my system? See Getting Environmental Credit for Going Green in Step 5. Electricity bill savings estimates. Will you explain to me why an electricity bill savings estimate is not a guarantee? What electricity provider bill escalation rate is assumed in your electricity bill savings estimate? Note that the CPUC has capped this escalation rate assumption at 4% per year. Even though I will continue to pay electricity bills after going solar, I can receive solar bill credits on my electricity bill. How does that work? Is there an option to pay my electricity bills monthly instead of annually, so the costs are more even throughout the year? How do I sign up? What electricity rate plan do you recommend I switch to for solar, and why? How long will I be on that rate plan, and how can I compare or change rate plans on my electricity provider's website? Note that each electricity provider has a rate plan comparison tool or page on its website. Does my electricity provider offer special rates for solar customers? Please note, beware of a solar provider who tells you solar is free, it is not. Reference Section 2 for more information on false claims. Impacts on future sale of your home. Will a solar system make it more difficult for me to sell my home or refinance? For leases, power purchase agreements, PPA, and PACE financed systems. What happens if the home buyer doesn't want the solar system or doesn't qualify to take on my lease, PPA, or PACE financed system? Are there fees if I need to terminate the contract early to sell my house? Are there fees for transferring the lease, PPA, or PACE financing to a new homeowner? Timeline. When do you propose to start and finish installing solar on my roof? After installation is complete, roughly how long will it take for my electricity provider to send me written approval to turn my system on? What situations would allow me to be released from a contract? Reference Step 2 for more information on the solar purchase timeline. Tip: for questions about financing, listen to Step 4. Step 4: compare your financing options. The most common solar financing options are: purchase of a solar system with a solar loan or cash. With a purchase, you own the system. Property assessed clean energy, PACE, or PACE, financing of the upfront costs of a solar system, which you pay back on your property tax bill. With PACE financing, you own the system. Lease of a solar system, in which the solar provider owns the system and rents it to you for a scheduled monthly payment over a set number of years. Power purchase agreements, PPA, in which the solar provider owns the solar system and sells you the electricity it generates for a certain price over a set number of years. The next few sections contain a quick look at each option's pros and cons, and then a closer look at each. A quick look at purchase with cash or loan. Pros: typically greater return on investment. If you use a loan, little or no upfront costs. May increase value of home. You can directly receive tax credits and deductions. Consult tax professional to see if you qualify. Cons: you are typically responsible for repairs and maintenance. This may involve contacting different manufacturers, who could go out of business during the 10 to 20 year component life cycles. Some solar loans place a lien on your property. In those cases, if you do not make your payments, this could result in foreclosure or make it more difficult to sell your home or refinance your mortgage. A quick look at PACE financing. Pros: little or no upfront costs. May have a longer repayment period than typical home improvement loan, which may be preferable. You can directly receive tax credits and deductions. Consult tax professional to see if you qualify. Cons: PACE financing results in a first priority lien on your property. Your bank may require you to pay off the PACE assessment prior to refinancing. If you do not make your PACE payments, this could result in foreclosure or make it more difficult to sell your home or refinance your mortgage. You are typically responsible for repairs and maintenance. This may involve contacting different manufacturers, who could go out of business during the 10 to 20 year component life cycles. A quick look at lease and PPA. Pros: little or no upfront costs. Solar provider is responsible for all monitoring, maintenance, and repairs. Minimum energy production often guaranteed. Cons: selling home may be more complicated than with a purchase system. Options typically are: the new owner must agree to take on the lease/agreement, you continue making payments, or you buy out the lease or agreement, which could be thousands of dollars. Solar provider could go out of business during the contract period. A closer look at purchase, with cash or loan. You can purchase a solar system from a solar provider or manufacturer with a solar loan or cash. In this approach, you own the installed system. Types of loans include secured loans. These require an asset that will serve as collateral for the loan. Often that asset is your solar system. Unsecured loans. These do not require any collateral, similar to a credit card. A secured loan is often preferred because it typically has lower interest rates. Many solar providers work with lenders that offer solar loans, but you should check with banks and credit unions as well. Compare offers to make sure you are being offered a reasonable interest rate. If you install and own a solar system by the end of 2022, there is a 26% federal income tax credit, ITC, available. Under current law, the federal ITC is scheduled to drop to 22% for systems installed in 2023 and then 0% for systems installed after 2023. If you have questions about the ITC or whether a loan is tax deductible, speak to a certified public accountant, CPA, for tax advice. Unless you purchase a maintenance plan or your system comes with one, you will be responsible for any maintenance and repairs. Make sure you save the equipment warranties, particularly for the inverter, which may need to be replaced sooner than other equipment. If you sell your home, look for real estate agents and appraisers with experience selling homes with solar. You may include the system in the house sale just like any other major home component. Questions to ask a lender about the purchase of a solar system with a loan. What is the total cost of the loan over the entire course of the contract? How much will I pay up front, how much over time, and for how long? What is my interest rate? What is my annual percentage rate, APR? Whom do I contact if I have questions about my loan payments? Will a solar loan make it more difficult for me to sell or refinance my home? Will I need to buy out my loan? Whom do I contact? A closer look at PACE, Property Assessed Clean Energy. PACE is a financing option that is available in some areas of California. In most places, it is sold through PACE solicitors and solicitor agents who are required to be enrolled with a PACE program administrator. In a PACE financing arrangement, a PACE program administrator finances the upfront costs of a solar system, which you then pay through an assessment on your property tax bill. With PACE financing, you own the solar system. You should read and review the terms carefully, and if necessary, consult with a tax professional or attorney. PACE financing lasts for a fixed term, typically around 10 to 30 years, and it is attached to your house. If you sell your house before you have fully paid the PACE assessment, the buyer may require you to pay off the remaining balance of the assessment, which could be thousands of dollars. Some mortgage lenders will not loan money to buyers to purchase properties with PACE liens unless the full assessment is paid. Unlike leases and power purchase agreements that require monthly payments, PACE assessments are typically due once or twice a year, in larger lump sums, with your property taxes. Given this unique arrangement, it's important to understand how much you will owe and when, so that you can set aside enough money throughout the year to cover the amount. If your house is mortgaged and you typically pay your taxes with an escrow or impound account, your mortgage company may increase the amount you pay monthly to cover the anticipated increase to your property tax bill. Discuss how PACE will affect your monthly mortgage payment before you sign an agreement. Be aware that if you fail to make your PACE payments included with your property taxes or mortgage, your home could be put in foreclosure. Questions to ask a PACE program administrator about a PACE financed system. What is your PACE program administrator license number? Check the license at www.dfpi.ca.gov/PACE-program-administrators. Is the PACE solicitor or PACE solicitor agent I talked to enrolled with you? Check their enrollment with the PACE program administrator at www.dfpi.ca.gov/PACE-program-administrators. What is the total cost of the financing over the entire course of the contract? How much will I owe for PACE financing when I pay my mortgage or property taxes? How many times a year will I owe this PACE payment? What happens if I want to sell or refinance my home? Will selling or refinancing be more difficult with PACE financing? Is there anything I have to do with the mortgage company? What are the penalties for failing to pay the assessment on time? Whom do I contact if I have problems making my PACE payments? A closer look at lease and PPA, power purchase agreement. With a lease, the solar provider owns the system on your property and rents it to you for a set period of time. A solar provider will install the solar system on your home, and you will make scheduled monthly payments in exchange for all the electricity the system produces. A typical lease contract period is 20 to 25 years. In a power purchase agreement, PPA, the solar provider owns the system on your property and sells you the electricity it generates. PPAs are similar to leases, except that instead of making a fixed monthly payment for the system, you typically pay for all the power the solar system generates, a fixed per kilowatt hour rate. The contract will specify the kilowatt hour rate you pay in the first year and every year after that. This rate should generally be lower than your current electricity rate. A typical PPA contract period is 20 to 25 years. If you sell your house before the lease or PPA contract is over, you will have to pay the solar provider the remainder of the value of the lease or PPA or transfer the contract to the new property owner. Make sure you understand the specific contract terms, since buying out a lease or PPA can cost thousands of dollars. Payments for leases or PPAs will typically increase by a specified amount every year based on an escalation clause or escalator. Escalators are typically in the range of a 1% to 3% increase above the rate you paid in the previous year. Be cautious of entering into a contract with an escalator higher than that. There may be different ways to arrange leases and PPAs, such as paying more upfront to reduce your monthly payments. Questions to ask a lender or solar provider about a lease or PPA. What is the total cost of the solar system or solar energy over the entire course of the contract? How much will I pay upfront, how much over time, and for how long? Will my payments increase over time? How much will they increase, and how frequently? Is there an option to make a down payment to reduce my monthly payments, for a lease, or kilowatt-hour rate, for a PPA? What happens if I wish to end the lease or PPA early? If I end my agreement early, will I owe a balloon payment and/or an early termination fee? If so, how much will I owe? Will a lease or PPA make it more difficult for me to sell or refinance my home? Who will be responsible for monitoring, operations, and maintenance of the solar system? Step 5. Learn about electricity bill savings. Electricity bill savings estimates do not guarantee savings. Electricity bill savings estimates are educated guesses about how much you could save with rooftop solar. They are based on several uncertain factors. Here are some reasons why it's possible that your savings could be lower than the estimate. A. Your future energy use is uncertain. For example, if your family grows, you buy an electric vehicle, or you decide to turn up your air conditioning in the summer, your energy use will go up. B. Electricity prices and rates can change over time. Electricity bill savings estimates typically assume they will escalate, or rise, by a certain percentage each year. The CPUC has capped the assumed escalation rate at 4% for these estimates. Also, your electricity provider may require you to switch to a different rate plan in the future, which could change how much you save. C. Your solar system might perform slightly worse than the estimate assumed. For example, if your area is unusually dusty, the system could generate slightly less energy than estimated. D. If you sell your home, you could incur additional costs. For example, if a buyer doesn't want to take on a lease or PPA, you might have to buy out the contract, which could be thousands of dollars. Before you sign a contract, ask yourself, if the savings end up being lower than the estimated monthly or yearly savings, does getting rooftop solar still make sense to me? How electricity bill savings work. If you go solar, your electricity provider will enroll you in its net energy metering, NEM, or NEM, program. NEM allows you to get a financial credit on your electricity bill when your solar system sends electricity back to the grid after first powering the electricity needs at your house. Usually this credit is approximately equal to the retail rate of energy. This means that you are credited on your bill about the same amount that your electricity provider would have charged you for electricity during that time. NEM and your electricity bill. Consuming and exporting electricity. Since the sun isn't always shining, solar customers also rely on electricity from their electricity provider. After your solar system is interconnected to the grid, your monthly electricity bill will summarize how much electricity you took in or consumed from your electricity provider and how much electricity your solar system sent to the grid or exported. Monthly bill charges, credits, and minimum amounts. If you took in more than you sent out to the grid in any given month, you will see an overall charge on your bill. If you sent out more than you took in, you will see an overall credit. Typically, you will be able to carry forward credits to the next month's bill, and electricity usage charges will not be due until the end of a 12-month period. Note that many electricity providers require solar customers to pay a monthly minimum bill each month just like other customers. This minimum bill may change over time. Time of use rates. PG&E, SCE, and SDG&E solar customers are required to go on a time of use, TOU, rate plan. A TOU rate plan will charge different prices for electricity depending upon the time of day. Prices are typically higher between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m., called peak hours, and lower the rest of the day and at night during off-peak hours. 12-month settlement bill. Typically, at the end of a 12-month period, you will receive a settlement bill, also called a true-up bill, that settles all the credits and charges. Even though going solar can reduce your electricity costs, most customers still owe some money to their electricity provider at the end of the 12 months. See graphic below that shows an example of an electricity bill over a 12-month cycle for a solar customer. Graphic title, example of a settlement, or true-up electricity bill. Graphic caption, this is an example of a settlement, or true-up, electricity bill. It could occur in a different month for you. Graphic description, the graphic is a bar chart with a bar for each month of the year. The bar's heights represent the electricity bill for each month. Each bar is only $10 except for one, which is $560. Some electricity providers give you the option to pay your settlement bill monthly instead of annually. If you choose the monthly option, your payments will be more evenly distributed over the course of the 12 months, and you will not have to worry about paying a potentially large bill once a year. Be clear with your solar provider if you want the monthly option, and double-check with your electricity provider that the correct option was chosen. Though it's rare, if you sent out more electricity than you took in over the course of the 12-month period, you are typically eligible to be paid net surplus compensation, which is around 2 to 3 cents per kilowatt hour. Because this rate is lower than the retail rate, it is generally not in your financial interest to install a solar system that produces more energy than you would use over the course of a year. Currently, PG&E, SCE, and SDG&E customers are guaranteed NEM for 20 years from the time their solar system starts operating. Your electricity rate, however, is subject to change. Go to www.cpuc.ca.gov/electric rates for more details on how electricity rates work. If you still have questions after reading or listening this section, you can find help at the additional resources in Step 7 of this guide. Getting environmental credit for going green. When a residential solar system produces electricity, the system is eligible to receive renewable energy certificates, REC, or RECs, which represent the renewable energy that is generated. If you purchase a solar system, you own the rights to these RECs and can make the claim that you're producing clean energy and avoiding emissions of greenhouse gases by going solar. However, if you enter a lease or PPA, the contract may state that the solar provider or someone else owns the RECs. If you do not own the RECs, they can be sold without your knowledge to other customers who use them to make environmental claims or comply with clean energy requirements. And with PACE financing, a local jurisdiction may own the RECs. If owning the RECs is important to you, ask your solar provider who will own the RECs, and check the contract fine print. Combining solar with storage. When you install battery storage with your solar system, you can store excess solar electricity produced by your panels for use in the evening when the sun goes down. The software that comes with battery storage automatically determines whether to store the extra energy or export it to the grid to maximize cost savings. Battery storage can also provide limited backup power. The state-funded Self-Generation Incentive Program, SGIP, provides financial incentives to install storage. See www.cpuc.ca.gov/SGIP for more details on SGIP. Step 6. Carefully read all paperwork. A. The Solar Energy System Disclosure Document. This one-page document from the contractor's state license board shows you the total costs for the proposed solar energy system. It also has information about your 3- or 5-day right to cancel a contract. A solar provider is required to fill out this document. It may be placed as the cover page to the contract. See a blank version at www.cslb.ca.gov/consumers/solar_smart. B. Contract. The solar contract is the legally binding document between you and the solar provider. Make sure to read it carefully. Make sure everything you were promised is written in the contract. For example, Many answers to the questions in Step 3 of this guide should be referenced in the contract. By law, any contract for solar installation must include contractor information, including business address and license numbers. Description of the project, including equipment installed and materials used. Contract price, plus finance charge and/or down payment if applicable. Approximate start and end date of the contract term. Notice of a 3 or 5 day right to cancel the contract, with limited exceptions. Ask the solar provider what situations would allow you to be released from the contract. For example, if your solar provider discovers on a site visit that your roof is shaded in a way that wasn't expected, that could cancel the contract. C. Financial paperwork. If you are purchasing a system with a solar loan, you will be asked to sign a separate financing agreement. The lender will provide you with this separate agreement. If you are purchasing a system with PACE financing, you must sign 1. A financing application and 2. A financing agreement. Before you sign the financing application, read it carefully to make sure all the information is correct, including your contact information, your income, and the cost of the solar energy system. The separate financing agreement may be provided by the solar provider, the PACE program administrator, or a financing institution. If you are using PACE financing, it should include a PACE financing estimate and disclosure form showing the solar system's total cost. A link to a blank version of this document is available at www.cslb.ca.gov/consumers/solar_smart. Make sure everything you were promised is written into any financing agreement. For example, many answers to the questions in Step 4 of this guide should be referenced in the financing agreement. Step 7. Review additional resources. If you still have questions about any aspect of going solar, find resources in the following list where you can read or watch additional information, or call someone to advise you. Electricity provider solar programs. Pacific Gas and Electric, PG&E. PG&E Solar Customer Service, 877-743-4112. PG&E Clean Energy, www.pge.com/en_capital-U-capital-S/residential/solar-and-vehicles/options/option-overview/how-to-get-started/how-to-get-started.page. Southern California Edison, SCE. SCE Solar Phone Number, 866-600-6290. SCE Solar Power at Home, www.sce.com/residential/generating-or-own-power/solar-power. Note, this webpage has a resource available in video format. San Diego Gas and Electric, SDG&E. SDG&E Solar Phone Number, 800-411-SDGE, or 800-411-7343. SDG&E Get Started with Solar, www.sdge.com/residential/solar/getting-started-with-solar. Tip: if another electricity provider supplies you with electricity, call them or check their website for details on their solar programs. Low-income solar programs. SASH and DAC SASH program, 866-921-4696 and www.gridalternatives.org/qualify. Community Solar Green Tariff Program and DAC Green Tariff Program, www.cpuc.ca.gov/solar-and-DACS. Tip: if you are not a PG&E, SCE, or SDG&E customer, contact your electricity provider for low-income solar options. Contractors State License Board, CSLB. CSLB 24-Hour Licensing and Consumer Information, 800-321-CSLB, or 800-321-2752. Check a contractor license or home improvement salesperson registration, www.cslb.ca.gov/online-services/check-license-ii/check-license.aspx. CSLB Solar Smart, www.cslb.ca.gov/consumers /solar_smart. Paste financing estimate and disclosure form in CSLB Solar Energy System Disclosure Document, www.cslb.ca.gov/consumers/solar_smart. Department of Financial Protection and Innovation, DFPI. Paste financing information, www.dfpi.ca.gov/pace. Financial Services, 213-576-7690, or email pacehelp@dfpi.ca.gov. PACE Program Administrator License Check, www.dfpi.ca.gov/PACE-Program-Administrators. Filing a complaint against a PACE provider, www.dfpi.ca.gov/file-a-complaint. Solar Bills and Net Energy Metering, NEM. PG&E How to Read Your Solar Bill, www.pge.com/en_capital-U-capital-S/residential/solar-dash-and-dash-vehicles/green-dash-energy-dash-incentives/solar-dash-and-dash-renewable-dash-metering-dash-and-dash-billing/how-to-dash-read-dash-or-dash-bill/how-to-dash-read-dash-or-dash-bill.page. SCE Understanding Your Bill, www.sce.com/residential/generating-or-own-power/net-energy-metering/understanding-or-bill. Note, this web page has a resource available in video format. SDG&E Understanding Your NEM Statement, www.sdge.com/residential/savings-center/solar-power-renewable-energy/net-energy-metering/billing-information/understanding-or-NEM-statement. CPUC NEM Overview, www.cpuc.ca.gov/NEM. Solar Financing Guides. Clean Energy States Alliance, CESA, Homeowner's Guide to Solar Financing, www.cesa.org/resource-library/slash-resource/a-homeowners-guide-to-solar-financing-leases-loans-and-PPAs. This homeowner's guide is available in Spanish. CESA and George Washington University Rooftop Solar Financing 101, www.cesa.org/projects/sustainable-solar/videos. Note, this web page has resources available in video format. Other solar guides. Solar Energy Industries Association, SEIA, Residential Consumer Guide to Solar Power, www.seia.org/research-resources/residential-consumer-guide-solar-power. Interstate Renewable Energy Council, IREC, Be Solar Smart Consumer Checklist, www.irecusa.org/consumer-protection/consumer-checklist. CESA and George Washington University Choosing a Solar Installer, www.cesa.org/projects/sustainable-solar/videos. Note, this web page has resources available in video format. Step 8, Before You Sign Checklist. Make sure you have completed the following items before you sign any documents. Remember, take your time and don't feel pressured to sign a contract. Do not sign anything if you feel you need more time to do research or think about your decision. Check to see if you qualify for a low-income solar program, which has strong protections for consumers. Reference Step 1 to learn more. Consider making your home more energy efficient before getting solar. This could save you money. Reference Step 1 to learn more. Get at least 3 bids for solar at your home. Reference Step 3 to learn more. Ask the solar provider for 3 customer references and call or visit them. Reference Step 3 to learn more. Check to make sure the solar provider's license, and if applicable, the home improvement salesperson's registration number, is current and valid with the contractor's state license board. Reference Section 4 to learn more. Understand the solar purchasing process, including what happens after you sign a contract for solar. Reference Step 2 to learn more. Ask the solar provider the contract questions in Section 4 and Step 3 so you understand the terms of the solar contract. If you are financing your system, ask the lender, solar provider, or PACE program administrator the finance questions in Step 4, so you understand the terms of your financing arrangement. Read the critical information about electricity bill savings estimates in Step 5. Carefully read all the documents that the solar provider is asking you to sign. These usually include 1. Solar energy system disclosure document, 2. Contract, and 3. Financial paperwork. Reference Step 6 to learn more. Save copies of all the documents you sign. The information will be useful if you sell your home, need to replace your roof, or have any repair or maintenance issues. Step 9. Sign this guide. January 2021. Have you listened to or read at least the first 4 sections or pages of this guide? The first 4 pages of the California Solar Consumer Protection Guide contain important information on false claims to watch out for and your rights. The CPUC recommends that solar providers give out this guide during their first contact with potential customers, so customers may fully understand what a solar purchase involves. If a solar provider gave you this guide along with your contract, the CPUC recommends that you take at least 48 hours to read and understand this entire guide before you sign below. Do not feel pressured to read the complete document while the salesperson waits. Ask them to come back at a later date to allow you time to read it. Customer: I have not yet entered into a contract for solar with the solar provider signing on the next page. The solar provider provided me with a complete copy of the Solar Consumer Protection Guide before they collected my initials and signature below. The solar provider gave me the opportunity to read this guide in Spanish, Chinese, Korean, Vietnamese, or Tagalog if they spoke to me in one of those languages. I read and initialed the first 4 pages, sections 1 to 4, of California's Solar Consumer Protection Guide. The solar provider gave me the time to read the entire 24-page, 9-step guide. I was provided an option to sign the Solar Consumer Protection Guide electronically or in handwriting. If I was solicited as part of a door-to-door sale, the solar provider offered me the option to sign the Solar Consumer Protection Guide with a handwritten signature by default. I was also given the option to sign with an electronic signature. If I was solicited as part of a door-to-door sale and did not expressly request an electronic format, a complete copy of the Solar Consumer Protection Guide was provided in paper format. If I choose to sign the Solar Consumer Protection Guide electronically, I am using an email address that was created and is controlled by me prior to the sale, lease, or power purchase agreement. There are 3 customer form fields: customer printed name, date, customer signature, solar provider. A solar provider is defined in California Public Utilities Commission Decision 1809044 as a vendor, contractor, installer, or financing entity that enters into a contract for a power purchase agreement, lease, or purchased solar system. Pacific Gas and Electric Company, PG&E, Southern California Edison Company, SCE, and San Diego Gas and Electric Company, SDG&E, require solar providers to upload a signed copy of this page with a signature to their interconnection portals before interconnecting residential customers and single-family homes to the electric grid. This requirement does not apply to new home construction, multifamily buildings, or solar thermal systems. The customer initialed the first 4 pages of the guide. The customer signed above before entering into a contract for the purchase, lease, power purchase agreement, or PACE financing of a solar system or solar energy with the company named below. The sales presentation to this customer was principally conducted in this language, blank. There are 8 solar provider form fields: company representative name and title, date, company representative signature, company phone, company name, company email, company contractor's state license board license number, company contractor's state license board license classification. This is the end of the California Solar Consumer Protection Guide.